Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yes, Dan, you have something to say?
You're going to tell me this is Mungo Jerry's other hit?
It's awful music. No, I don't think it's a hit. It's just another song. We found it. It wasn't easy, but we found another song.
This is not to take away the fact that he was a one-hit wonder.
Did he sing Take a Load Off Plenty?
Well, Mungo Jerry is not a person.
Well, this is what I wanted to share with everyone, as Christian Arcand notified me. Guy. He said Mungo Jerry is the name of the band. The singer that looks like Sousa, that's Mason Sousa, one of our producers.
Yeah, the Mongo. Yep.
Is named Ray Dorsett. And as Arcan points out, kind of like a Hootie / Darius Rucker situation.
Oh.
Like, Darius Rucker is not Hootie.
Yeah, even lost in genre.
Hootie.
He is to us.
Except Hootie the Cowboy. Music part.
Hootie the Cowboy, we call him.
It's like Hootie, except for the music
part. Oh, except for Hootie had a number of hits. They didn't have one hit.
Oh, yeah.
But Hootie was a one-album hit wonder.
Yes.
Like, they had one album, that was it, that anyone really bought.
What's
or
great
bought into.
Is when the one-hit wonders put together their greatest hits compilation, like, and Norman Greenbaum, the greatest, it's a box set of two albums put together with, like, 38 numbers of Norman Greenbaum's greatest hits. And, I mean, cut number two is Spirit in the Sky, and that's it.
I've never understood the fascination with that song either.
Oh my God.
When I die and they lay me to rest, I'm going to go to the
place that's best.
I'm going to go to the place that's the best.
Oh,
it sounds like something my 7-year old would write.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go to a place that's the best. Best place. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, tell that to 109 soundtracks that it's in.
Yeah. It's a sad story about Mungo Jerry. Excuse me, Ray Dorsett, though. This is unfortunate. In 2016, he revealed that he suffered from irritable bowel syndrome.
IBS.
For over 45 years.
Jesus, he had the craps for 45 years.
Partly blaming the rock and roll lifestyle that he enjoyed after the success of In the Summertime.
You sure that wasn't just a lot of coke?
That irritates the bowels.
I know. I'm just wondering if that's what it was.
Well, that's part of that's part of it.
And copious amounts of cocaine.
Right.
Was that what led to the IBS?
Summertime, we'd be blowing some rails. I'll be even grabbing my pants without fail.
All right.
I made some money with this one stupid song featuring a jug.
There's a guy blowing up
the jug. Oh, they are the filthiest, smelliest looking guys. Watch that video for 10 seconds and you can smell it coming off the screen. Oh my God, the stink off of those.
It's almost like the Country Bear Jamboree if you go to like the Disney, and that's like what the Bears play.
I would like to see Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas cover that song.
If you go over like One Hit Wonders, Dan, there's so many bad songs in the One Hit Wonders list. Like, you've got to think of what's the best song that was a one hit wonder? What was actually a good song? Holds up.
Louie, the Kingsman.
That's a great song.
That's a good one.
Great song.
That holds up every time. I want to
Walk
party.
Away, Renee, the left bank.
I want to party
come
every time
on,
I hear
Eileen.
Louie.
Not
Come on, Eileen.
That one's okay.
Sure. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
That song sucks.
How about, what are you talking about?
That song blows.
You know,
I hate that song.
Tommy Two Tone, 8675309.
It's a good one. Jenny.
Not bad.
Yep.
Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice. What do you think of that?
Yeah,
that's how dare you.
Take on Me, uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a decent song.
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Baha Men.
Who?
Nina.
Right.
99 Loof
What's
Balloons.
That's a good one, Zoe. Yeah. Good one. Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Yes,
Tony Basil.
Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Jenny, who can I turn to?
How about Your Love by the Outfield?
That's another good one.
They have more than one hit.
No, what else do they have?
There was another one.
There was another one.
There was one
what
other
about,
song.
What about Blind Melon?
That's not a good song.
My Sharona?
The Knack.
The Knack.
Oh, you're a pretty one. A pretty one.
The Romantics.
Mambo Number 5, which we broke
that
out for Alex Score earlier this year. I mean, that's not a good song.
Ink.
Tainted Love. Ink. Soft Cell.
Another bad one.
Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
It's
That's not a good song.
That's a one-hit wonder. That's a bad song.
You get knocked down. You get up again. Nothing going to keep you down.
So, yeah, we've come up with a lot of good songs that were...
Well, no, I don't know that we have.
Sure we have.
We've come up with maybe two or three.
Oh, yeah. Bop.
Hardy likes this one.
Bingo.
Hardy is a Hanson fan.
This was the song of summer.
This is a great pop song.
Make fun if you want.
This makes you feel good.
You write a better 3.5 minute pop song. I dare you.
Hardy loves this song.
Yeah, the tall, skinny one, his voice is starting to crack. He leans in like he's...
Keep it rolling, Jim. Here's the update on the t-shirts. There's like 40 of them left. So they're flying, man. The 2XL is sold out.
Fat people.
Fat listeners.
Yeah, get your ass to Wake 180. Order an XL.
The 2XLs are out. And we've got 40 t-shirts left.
Mm.
So...
Drop the top.
You might want to get that shirt.
Board shorts, flip-flops, surfboard. Let's go hit the beach.
Shop.985thesportshub.com. Again, that website, shop.985thesportshub.com.
We're going outside next break.
Okay.
All right.
This makes me feel good, this song.
All right. I'll take Zoe out in the next break.
Did you see Zoe's tweet while he was away, by the way?
Which one was
2 days ago. That would have been on Monday. Monday at 5:57 p.m. as you were, enjoying
getting back in.
Yeah, no, well, you were coming off a very long weekend, 4-day weekend.
Sure.
You were away. You had some nice quality time.
Sure did.
With the missus.
Yeah, we did.
Did you see this very heartfelt tweet, Dan Shaughnessy?
No, I did not.
Zoe retweeted Chad Finn. The tweet from Chad Finn was, Joe Sullivan, at Globe Sullivan.
I did see this.
Is taking a buyout offer.
Very nice of you, Zoe.
And stepping down as the Globe sports editor, a role he has held since 2005. Matt Pepin, the Globe's current digital sports editor, will take over the job on July 9th, Joe's last day. Here's what Zoe tweeted. Hardy, I can't ever recall a tweet like this ever from Zoe.
Okay.
Right? Zoe's like stream of consciousness, yelling, I don't know, joking, doing things on Twitter. This was listen to this tweet. Good luck to Joe. He has always been good to me, and I appreciate that in today's world.
Yep.
Nice.
Do you have somebody tweeting for you now?
Like, did someone
do you have people doing
someone
this for
do that
now?
For you?
Nope. I follow Chad, and I saw that tweet. And
I wrote
this goes
tweet.
Back to the night of the Globies, where he pulled me aside and he had a long talk with
me.
And, yeah. And he gets hammered all the time for things, whether you like
him
or
hates
not.
Or,
whatever.
I just want to know. So he's retiring. He took the buyout.
Correct.
Are there going to be fewer UMass hit pieces or more now? I'm just kind of curious.
More, I hope. I don't know. I'll see what I can do about
it. Watch. My daughter's going there.
What's Pepin's angle on this?
Actually, Beetle, probably fewer because they're going to realize that nobody cares either way. So
that's fine.
Not really.
That's fine. I'm okay
really
with
on
that.
Anyone's radar.
I'm not saying that a lot of people care. I'm just saying I want to know if there's going to be more or less hit
Matt Pepin has no dog in the fight. Same as Joe. We're just good investigative journalism.
The usual thing. By the way, can we get any more tweets about this? The tweets are starting to... They're filling up my timeline, Dan. They're starting to annoy me. Joe Sullivan's retirement tweets are starting to annoy me.
Never enough.
Too many. Too many.
More.
He's not dead. He's
more,
not
more,
dying.
More.
He's retiring. Good for him. Retirement. That's a nice thing. Oh, my God. The tweets. You people. You fawn over each other. All of you.
That's what they
not
do.
Enough.
All the
it's
writers.
A club. It's a boys' club.
Oh, it
not
sure
enough.
Is. Sure is.
He was just down in Winston-Salem.
So lodgy of you guys.
People.
Yeah.
Every person who's ever passed through the Globe Sports Department is writing like an obituary on Twitter. The guy's not dead. He's still there.
Well, he's been there 25 years.
Burt Breer, too. Burt Breer, head over heels about Joe.
Oh, God.
Well, yep. Joe hired him and watched him leave.
Mike
Reese.
Hey, Zoe, that was nice of you. More of that.
Yeah, more
less
of that.
Less of the random crap talking about people who are, our friends and partners.
Peter, why don't you compose one of the next break to Joe?
You want me to compose
Thanks
a tweet?
For all the UMass stories over the years.
I'll pull together a tweet.
NBC Sports boss you're talking about?
I'll pull together a tweet for him.
I don't want to see Chris Gasper talking about what a great match it was.
Well, then just
night.
Shut up. Just then turn the channel.
I did. Boom.
But then get a tweet about it, too.
Gentlemen.
Jerk.
Tune out.
Idiot.
Nobody watches it here. Nobody cares.
Yep. Did you check your timeline after you tweeted out that garbage?
No.
Like the number of people who are actually watching the World Cup?
Well, good for them.
Okay, well.
Knock yourself out. We do 4 minutes of World Cup talk here. Go out of your way. Right on to music.
Go out of your way.
Gentlemen, we need to get some breaking news.
Oh.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
ESPN has just put out a story related to the NBA in the offseason, written by Adrian Wojnarowski, Brian Windhorst, and Ramona Shelburne. All three of the writers on the byline here for ESPN.com. The Boston Celtics are one of four teams who have made offers to the Spurs for Kawhi Leonard. They have an offer in right now for Kawhi Leonard with the Spurs. More details on this story will be coming up next.
Boom.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We don't know what people are going to decide to do, right? And we can't control that. So if guys decide not to come here, it's not a failure. We turn to next summer. Next summer, if nobody comes and I'm still sitting here like this, then it's a failure. But if you judge us on one summer, that's ridiculous. Then a lot of dudes shouldn't be in their roles. Because if we're banking on one summer for the Lakers, we're in trouble, right? We're in trouble because you have to give us time. This class, like I told you before I took the job and when I took the job, it's going to be a two-summer thing for the Lakers.
That, of course, is Magic Johnson. Here's what the story from ESPN says. Adrian Wojnarowski, Brian Windhorst, and Ramona Shelburne reporting. As LeBron James remains hesitant to be the first superstar to decide on the LA Lakers in free agency, pressure is mounting for the Lakers front office to execute a trade with the San Antonio Spurs to acquire disgruntled all-NBA forward Kawhi Leonard, league sources told ESPN. Let me ask a question right there. It says pressure is mounting. From where? From who? Who's in the lead? Who's the first name dropped in the story? LeBron James. So there is pressure mounting for the Lakers. They continue to write, there's a race to secure Leonard before James is faced with deciding whether to become a free agent on Friday, especially with concern that Oklahoma City's Paul George is no longer assured of signing with the Lakers, league sources said. Did LeBron put the Lakers on a timeline to get a trade done with the Spurs? Because that's how this reads.
I would.
LeBron told the Lakers, get Kawhi by the end of the week, and I'll be free.
Yeah.
Whose story is it?
Woj, Windhorst,
Stop.
Shelburne. But those, I mean, listen, those are all
good writers,
top-notch, well-connected. Shelburne has been all over the
Just
LeBron
stop at Windhorst.
Stuff.
There you go.
Windhorst hasn't been great lately on the LeBron leakage. Shelburne has. But, I mean, obviously there's history there. Windhorst has been the personal PR man for LeBron.
Kind of like Jim Gray.
Better than Jim Gray. Ooh. Better at doing the job than Jim Gray, if you ask me. Windhorst can dress it up as something else. So that's what it sounds like. It sounds like LeBron has his sights set on L.A., but he's not going to go unless he's got another piece there. And he's putting them on a deadline. They write, next paragraph, another preference by James that could impact free agency, league sources said, is that he wants to make a decision quickly in July free agency. Deadlines, quickly, mounting pressure. And here's the part that concerns the Celtics. The Boston Celtics, Cleveland Cavaliers, Philadelphia 76ers, and LA Clippers are among the teams who have made offers to the Spurs for Leonard, league sources said. The Lakers, the franchise that Leonard wants to be traded to, did not have a good initial conversation with the Spurs. Oh. Well, that's not good for LeBron. So the talks have not been pleasant between the Spurs and Lakers about a trade for Kawhi. And the Spurs have sort of let it be known that they don't want to trade him anywhere in the Western Conference. That would seem to be problematic as well. While the Lakers came away feeling like San Antonio shut the door on us, that's a quote from a source, shut the door on us, and the conversations never progressed or included a formal trade offer, the Spurs haven't ruled out sending Leonard to any destination, league sources said. This part I'm not sure I buy. But the Celtics are now, according to these three writers, well-connected people. The Celtics are in on Leonard. So now we know. Now we know their interest. We assume that it could get to that point, given that they had asked about him last year before the trade deadline. Now we know they're asking again.
What'd they offer?
Doesn't say.
Terry Rozier. That's a start. You think Brown's in there?
Yeah. Because I don't think it's Kyrie.
Do I think so?
It's got to be somebably good.
Unfortunately, I do. I do probably think that. Well, you know what, though? Maybe it hadn't progressed to that point yet. Maybe it was, hey, the initial offer is Rozier and King's pick. And, you know, and then they let themselves get talked up. And then but that they were willing to let go of Brown.
I don't think that gets
them in the story. I mean, I don't think the Celtics are in the story as a top four.
I think it gives you a decent chance of getting it done.
Yeah.
Danny trying to pull off a
big one.
And I don't want to do it.
Wow. And then what does LeBron do?
I don't want to do it.
What does LeBron do?
Would you do that? Would you do that deal? It has to include Jaylen Brown. Do you trade him?
Come on.
Dan, this is for 1 year because this guy is not staying. He is going to be gone.
No, not for 1 year.
Yeah, and that's why I wouldn't do it either because I think it's a one-year thing. And that 1 year could be an absolute train wreck with this player.
But if the story is true, they have...
Especially when you know this is not his choice and not his destination. That he wants to go to LA.
But he wants out.
And wants out of there, and he hasn't played basically in a year. I know he came back at the end, but
he's going to ball this
year. For all intents and purposes, the guy hasn't played. His teammates weren't happy with him. His coach wasn't happy with him. His whole franchise was unhappy with how it went. You want that?
Not for one.
You think that's a safe bet? You think that's a good idea?
I just think the kid's going to play his ass off this year, and he can be a part of it. And I convince him to stay.
Yeah, he's such a guy that just plays his ass off. That's totally what he
was
last year.
Makes you better.
And he's going to do that in a spot that he didn't want to go to?
Well, Danny's job is to make this team better. Did you know Kyrie wanted to come here? Danny's going to do what he's got to do. I just find it amazing that you're one of four. It's got he's pretty serious.
Yeah, I mean, Beadle, obviously, if the story's true, and we believe, given who's written it, that it's true, then they offered something.
You got to be offering quality. They may have been willing to part with Brown, but they didn't put it in their initial conversation, right?
But I don't think they're in the story unless it's a substantive offer.
Yeah, you don't come in with your best offer, though. I mean, right. You start kicking around, hey, we've got great draft assets, great draft picks to offer you. You know, we'll give you that. They've got to find a way to match up the money.
Yeah, but the Lakers didn't have a good initial conversation. That means the Celtics must have had a good initial conversation, right?
Yeah, right? No, well, that also means...
Because if the Lakers hadn't... They didn't even take the Lakers offer. They've taken it with the Celtics offer, at least.
Well, how about the 76ers or Cavs? Those are the other... Three teams.
From the way the story reads, it sounds like those four teams all have legit offers, and the Lakers weren't willing to make a legit offer,
right?
So they just shut it down there.
And they're not even really being considered where the other four teams are. I get what you're saying.
So if the Spurs didn't shut down any of those four teams, they probably have legit offers on the table.
But there you go. You have word. Celtics have made an offer for Kawhi Leonard. ESPN. Their top three reporters: Woj, Windhorst, Ramona Shelburne, all in on that story today about Kawhi Leonard. Celtics are in. 617-779-0985. John is in the car. Go ahead, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. This is actually a question aimed for Hardy. Seeing myself and him, we have the same musical taste. Do you consider Living Color a one-hand wonder with a cult of personality, or do you think they're too talented of a band?
They're talented, but that was their one hit. I mean, I can't tell you another hit that Living Color had. So,
yeah.
Zero. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the Kawhi story. Billy and Waltham. Billy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi.
Hey. So, I want to reiterate everything kind of Beatles been saying. I don't really want to give anything up significant for this guy. It feels like he doesn't want to be here. He wants to go to L.A. It just doesn't seem like it's going to work out. So I don't want to give up Jaylen Brown. I don't even want to give up the Sacramento pick. Like I don't see where that how that helps out the Celtics. It helps for a year, and then what? Then you lose all that value. It just doesn't make any sense.
I agree. I don't mess with it.
Agrees with Beetle. In it for the long run.
So you wouldn't do it just, one-year shot at it?
No.
You wouldn't do it. But you do it for LeBron.
A premier player.
I would do it not for 1 year, though. It's going to be 2 years.
But you know LeBron is going to want like a one-year opt-out. Just like he had a one-year opt-out after he went back to Cleveland.
okay. So I say no.
Okay.
No.
Right. He reserves the right to change his mind.
My answer is no.
He's a human being.
He hasn't changed his mind.
That's a Parcells.
Not going to go back and check the tape, but I'll believe you.
Yeah.
It's got to be choose two. To believe
I
you.
Would do it for two. I won't do it for one.
All right.
Seth in the car. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Zoe. What's up, Zoe?
What's up, Seth?
Man, I cannot believe what I'm hearing out of you today.
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So you guys are talking. We get Kawhi here for a year. Yep. We trade Jaylen Brown. We're not. You guys think we're not getting the championship this year? You guys think we have a legitimate chance?
Yeah. This team got to the Eastern Conference Finals with what they had.
Right. So do you guys think that...
Add Gordon Kawhi Hayward Leonard, to it.
You guys think Kawhi Leonard is not going to want to stay after he wins a championship?
He may.
No, I don't think he wants to stay.
You never know. That's worth the risk. This is a legitimate superstar
that's a big risk.
We're talking about here. This is a top guy in the league. This is we're forgetting who we're talking about.
Numero uno.
Seth, do you think Kyrie wants to stay? He won't even commit to staying. I mean, he doesn't even know yet.
Don't start with all that. He won't commit to staying.
That's what NBA players say.
He's just doing it because of contract situation. You know that.
So you think that any superstar that comes to the Celtics won't leave because it's
yeah,
the
I think
Celtics.
You're overrating the winning component
any
here.
Any superstar that comes to the Celtics that wins a championship or is in championship contention, why would you want to go somewhere else? When we talk about the East is the best.
Because they're NBA superstars. That's how they think.
It sounds like you haven't followed the NBA for long. Yeah. He started following the NBA 2 years ago when Al Horford came here. Since then, it's been pretty good. Two free agents and a trade for a superstar.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years, that's pretty good.
No, maybe it's actually the best guy available.
It's actually remarkable what the Celtics have done, Dan, in the last two calendar years.
Yes,
it is.
It is.
Danny Ainge has been remarkable on that front.
What did he come in as?
But don't start fooling yourself into believing anyone who comes to the Celtics will never want to leave town.
Oh my God, that's
who's
like
Danny, executive of the year.
You can sell the banners of the parquet floor anymore.
Did
forget
he come
about
in third for like executive
sailed.
Of the year, Danny?
What about him?
Something like he came in like third or something. Executive of the year. How's that guy for what he's pulled off to what Beatles talking about? Specifically, over the last 2 or 3 years, who's done better?
Who won it? I don't even know.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
Assemble
I don't,
Golden State.
I don't care.
Out of all the things that I don't care about in terms of postseason awards, executive what? Of the year is right up there.
As of 15 minutes ago, there were 17 large and 17 extra large shirts left at shop.985thesportshub.com.
The big mediums, fat people can't order
mediums
anymore.
Are sold out. Mediums are gone. XXL gone. We've got large and extra. There's just. Again, this is as of about 20 minutes ago now. 17 of each left, so those are going
to
sell.
The waifs and the blimps have made their run.
Yep.
You are no longer
the
able Opa to be
Lupas
served.
And the big boys.
The weight extremists.
Reese, Mike Reese bought them all up for him and his little
the
guys.
The weight extremists.
His little flag football league.
On these shirts.
Reese and Sosie.
Again, the Sup Zolak and Bertrand shirt at shop.985thesportshub.com. The Celtics have made an offer for Kawhi.
Oh,
Hardy
you.
Has headlines.
Thank
more of
you.
That next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Rick Porcello goes to the mound tonight for the second of three against the Angels. After the Sox got the 9-1 win last night, David Price, 6 innings, allowing just the 1 run. Jackie Bradley Jr., 3 for 4, including a double and a home run. J.D. Martinez, a solo shot in the 6th inning, his 24th home run of the year. Bruins sent a contingency to meet with John Tavares in L.A. yesterday, and they did meet with the free agent for just under 2 hours. Police still investigating the discovery of a body at the home of Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Jenkins not home at the time of the discovery. 4 World Cup matches today. Germany, the defending champions, are out after losing to South Korea 2-0. Sweden beat Mexico 3-0, but Mexico will still advance. Coming up at 2 o'clock, Serbia faces Brazil. Switzerland goes against Costa Rica. Headlines are brought to you by South Shore Bank's Student Checking. Make adulting fun with no monthly fee or minimum balance for ages 16 to 24. Details at southshorebank.com/student. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Dan's date's coming up at 12:50 again. This story from ESPN, published this hour. Pressure mounting on the Lakers to acquire Kawhi Leonard from the Spurs. It reads to me like LeBron James has informed them that if they want him to go to L.A., they're going to have to go get Kawhi by the end of the week. Mounting pressure from LeBron James. That's what it sounds like.
Friday to opt in or opt out, right?
Yes, so. Friday. And so also in this story is a note that the Lakers are searching for an additional first-round pick to include in the deal to try and get the conversation going with the Spurs again. If you're just trying to take something away from that, it would probably mean the Celtics have included that in one of their offers, proposals. Mm-hmm. We've sort of theorized the Kings pick could be the one. Maybe it is. But that's probably a part of any offer that the Celtics have made if that was, you know, expressed to the Lakers through this. Again, we're just speculating on that, but it would make sense.
I mean, Celtics, technically an offer's an offer, but for them to be listed by these three writers as one of the big four teams that have something, and you got to think they're offering some sort of quality.
They're listed as one of the other four teams that have made an offer.
Yeah.
The Celtics have made an offer, a recent offer for Kawhi Leonard. So that is on their list.
I love Danny being interested.
That is on their list for the Boston Celtics. Rusty's in Quincy. Rusty.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Brian?
All the time. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Listen, Danny Ainge is a mastermind. There's no way he's given up Rozier and Brown for 1 year of Kawhi Leonard. He's just watering down everyone else's pick and making L.A. look bad.
Yeah, I don't buy that. He went in on Kawhi middle of last season, according to Woj, and here he is again trying to burn up the phone lines to talk about Kawhi. Right?
Yeah.
This is real. This interest is real.
Yeah, this is... Danny doesn't play this game. Let's try the price up for everybody else.
He's not wasting his time on this.
He's backdooring somebody on something.
Cody on Twitter says Horford to the Spurs. Celtics would add picks to sweeten the deal. It's the best offer on the table to the Spurs. They will take it knowing they're going to lose Kawhi anyway. Horford to groom young Spurs and the Sacramento pick as well would be a good return for the Spurs.
I disagree. Horford's got too many miles on him.
Horford and the Sacramento pick.
No.
I mean, first of all, you're getting a good pick. You're getting a veteran player to match money.
11-year veteran.
What if... Relax.
Sorry.
What if it also has to include Rozier?
What if
you could trade... Let me put it in these terms. You don't give up Jaylen Brown. You give up Al Horford instead.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
If you're Boston, of course. That sounds great.
He's not getting younger. He's got
San Antonio. They got enough broken down guys. They don't want to take on an 11-year veteran. I just don't think. I know 11 years is different because they, you know, but still, he's got too many miles on him for San Antonio to be interested.
There you go. All wing basketball.
There you go.
Positionless
just
basketball.
All wings.
No, they like to call it.
Just run.
Yeah, they don't
run,
say that.
Run it, freaking
they
gun.
They don't say that.
Oh, it's like five slam a jamma.
It's positionless is how they put it.
Jim, yeah. Dunk City. Dunk City.
Here's what Jay Stu tweeted in the last minute.
Oh, the connected one.
You know, I will vouch for Jay Stu knowing a lot of people. You know what his trick is,
right?
Is it
in caps? Is the tweet caps?
You know what his trick is?
What is it?
He threatens them.
No, he does not threaten. Gift baskets.
Gift baskets.
He sends gift baskets. He meets people, and then he sends them gift. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
What's the Dean and Harry's? What's that called?
It's a secret. He sends gift baskets. Now, I don't know if there's a dead cat, you know, tucked in the bottom of it, but I know that that's what he does.
Like meat and cheese and crackers?
Yeah, you know, maybe
fruit.
Maybe a edible arrangement, you know?
Harry and David.
You send me dates or chocolate-covered raisins, you ain't getting crap.
What if it were a...
That was a great one, the office one. Remember when Michael and Dwight went door-to-door and they tried to get all the good clients back?
Every pop culture reference last month with Zoe has been...
That was the GPS one, Hardy, where they went in the lake.
I do.
Jimmy tweets, Jay Stu, I believe the Spurs have received a number of, quote, and he puts this in quotes, like it's coming from a source. He doesn't say it's coming from a source. Lowball offers from teams trying to acquire Kawhi Leonard.
Love it.
Now, that's a Celtic source saying that. Oh, all these other teams are lowballing them. We feel like we got... That, to me, is a positive one if you want him here.
Well, you said that reads like LeBron coming at him. This reads to me like LeBron and the Spurs both want it out there to the Lakers. Hey, Like, let's do this right now.
Because
we need to do this now.
Because we got offers, and we're not going to wait around for you.
Kawhi wants to go there. LeBron wants to go there. Good, they get to their angle. Reporters, and good they're both angle. Going, like, let's just do this.
Yeah,
let's
Jimmy's
get this
all
done.
Over this.
Good angle, right? Hey, yeah. Make sure you let them know we got four other teams that have legit offers here that we can move on. They want to do this or not. That's what it comes down to. 617-779-0985. Chad's in Boston. Hi, Chad.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I just believe that Danny Ainge at this point is kind of taking a page out of Sam Presti's book, because for the longest time last year, Paul George was saying, I'm going to L.A. They still gave up a piece in Victor Oladipo, who turned out to be a stud in Indiana. And at this point, I think he's just banking that if he can get him to Boston, show him a winning culture, show him what the Celtics are all about, new facility, everything that they have to offer, that he might be able to persuade him to stay long term.
Our colors are the best.
Look at Jim's face. Look at his face.
I just wonder if he's going left or right.
Oh, left. That's a left one. Because the right one goes.
You want to go to Dan's dates? Or you want
yes,
to have
more please.
Calls?
I would not take any more calls.
Well, the dates aren't very good either.
we'll be the judge of that.
We'll help you because
I'm trying.
You missed too many dates. We'll make sure
okay.
We cover all the bases.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do Dan's dates next, please.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Damn it. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
The highly rated, highly listened to segment.
Sponsored.
I don't know that it's sponsored.
It's not sponsored.
But, it will be soon.
Yeah.
Dan's Dates with Dan Shaughnessy. Today is June 27th.
Yes, it is. Not a lot happened on June 27, but we'll try here. Ross Perot. How old do you guys think Ross Perot is?
He is
97.
86.
The giant sucking sound you hear is him turning 88.
Ooh, it's close.
All right, Zoe, do you know who Vera Wang is?
Yeah.
Dressmaker.
Yeah.
When you and got, tux. I once rented a Vera Wang tux.
I think my wife had
it. Yeah, really?
Yeah, it was not cheap.
I didn't know there was men's clothing.
Yeah, it was like $300 to rent the tux.
Wow!
It was absurd.
When your daughter gets married, Zoe, you'll have a lot of familiarity with Vera Wang. You'll be all over
freaking weddings.
That.
Everyone wears suits now in weddings, Dan. Did you know that? Tuxes have sort of gone to the wayside. Yeah. Suits are in. I love that. You can keep a suit.
Yeah.
You can wear it again. That's what they do at Milton's, a store for men. Go to South Shore Plaza, Braintree, Chestnut Hill.
That's good.
Chestnut Hill Square. Make sure you check them out.
Wow.
Helen Keller was born in the state. Zoe, know who that is?
Yeah, she's blonde.
Yep, she was.
I said we'd get a sponsor for the segment, Artie.
Yeah, we just got one.
On this date, Tobey Maguire was born.
Spider-Man.
What's he, like 40-ish?
He's 43.
Okay.
Was he in the Rocket Boys? Was he the, you know, they make the rockets, they're young guys.
Rocket Man? Kim Jong-un?
Toddle Rocket?
Kim Jong-il?
I can't remember the name of it. Sorry. But that was him.
Herbie Hancock Rocket?
He was the Spiderman.
Khloe Kardashian. This might be our best birthday today.
Is she the chubby one? Yeah, she's a tweener, right?
I can't
Chloe's
tell.
Chloe's the one that was married to Lamar. Lamar,
really?
34.
On the nose.
Wow.
You know too much about the Kardashians. That is true. Okay, has everyone heard of Chris Eldridge from the Punch Brothers?
Nope.
Punch Brothers, nothing already? No.
Never heard of it.
No, doesn't matter then. On this date in 1993, Julia Roberts married Lyle Lovett. That's actually a pretty good one.
That is a good one.
One of the ugliest men ever.
They are not married anymore, correct?
Today would be their 25th wedding anniversary.
But they are divorced.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, they split up after a couple of years.
Split up the wedding.
Yeah. Hardy would marry Lyle Lovett if he'd let him.
I would, yeah. I think we could be very happy. I think I could make him happy, is what it boils down to.
On this date, June 27 in 1974, President Nixon went to the Soviet Union. Mm. It was a big deal at the time. Anyone ever travel on Route 66?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, in 1985, it was originally stretched from Chicago to Santa Monica.
I want to stay where the teepees are.
It was decertified. What does that even mean when they decertify a highway?
What's the gas station where they have the teepees you could sleep in? It's like they're like little rooms. It's a little gas station there.
Off Route 66?
Yeah.
Unaware.
Huh.
On this date, Thurgood Marshall, the first black Supreme Court justice, retired in 1991. On this date in 1973, John Dean revealed the enemy's list at the Watergate hearings. On this date in 2003, the Boston Red Sox got to a 10-0 lead against the Florida Marlins before making an out.
Jack McKeon was pissed about that. Do you remember that, Dan?
Yes, I do.
We just talked about that probably within the last couple of months.
Gabe Kapler game, right?
Yeah. Jack McKeon was irate about the Red Sox running up the score that day. You child!
On this date in 1988, Mike Tyson KO'd Michael Spink in 91 seconds in Atlantic City.
What day was that? What year? I'm sorry?
June, 1988.
That award,
30-year anniversary.
Yeah, 91 seconds.
Award? Yes. Yes, that's my award. Thank you. Okay. Hardy, what happened on this date in baseball history?
Oh! On this date,
you're
the
already out of dates?
I told you! You were warned.
This is the worst. I've got a couple other ones.
Well, somebody's got one.
I got one that's a trivia question too.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, American Film Institute said this line from the movie was the greatest line in movie history, and it was filmed on this day in 1939. They filmed the scene on this day that contained the greatest line in movie history. 1939.
Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Gone with the Wind?
Yes,
the 70s.
Gone with the Wind?
Yes, and the line is...
You just had the line.
Damn,
frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
It was big having a swear at the end of the movie. I called that.
And they filmed two different versions of it in case the censors objected. The other version that they filmed on this day in 1939 was, frankly, my dear, I just don't care.
Doesn't have the same.
That doesn't have the same. No.
But
gravitas.
The censors allowed them to use it. But David O. Selznick had to pay a $5,000 fine for including the line. But they still let him.
It was worth it.
That was worth the five.
Thank you, Hardy.
Well worth
it. I needed that.
You want some music ones on this
day? Jimmy behind the glass had one about Dan and Dave. Somebody lost the pole vault or something, gave it up.
Oh, yeah, that was the big Reebok push for the two guys who were supposed to be in the decathlon in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Dan and Dave.
Remember Dan and Dave.
They're training for the Olympics. Dan and Dave.
The campaign.
No, Mike, he was eliminated from the decathlon in the Olympics.
Right. Yeah.
So he never made it to the Olympics.
Not sure one of them didn't qualify. I think Dave didn't qualify.
Big campaign, Dan and Dave. I thought you'd know that. Anyway, it was June 27th, and that's why this date was so bad.
What year was that? The Dan and Dave
92.
Elvis Presley's comeback special was on this day, Dan.
How do I not? Where was that? I didn't see that anywhere.
Yeah.
That's big.
NBC, 1968.
Yeah, Suspicious Minds.
Elvis.
Did they record it on this day? Yeah, they taped it on this day. They did not air it.
He lost a lot of weight for that. He looked good. The last time he really looked good. You know, he was the king.
Now, the comeback special... That wasn't the one with the four of them sitting around in the room with him in the black leather.
No, he's on a stage in the middle of a bunch of people.
He's got black leather on,
but his weight's really down. He's probably coming in at like $180 or something like that. It's good.
Gotcha. All right.
68 comeback special.
Yeah, it was big. Suspicious Minds was just about to pop.
So there's that. Do you want that one? Whitney Houston had her fourth number one hit on this date with this song, which Zoe knows very well.
Dance with somebody?
Yep.
Oh,
good call.
Here you go. Awesome. Here's one. The Patriots angle there.
This song used to be great until Brock Holt used it as his walk-up song.
87. This went to number one. It was the debut single of her second album. John Lennon got his green card on this day, Dan.
No, thank you for the help. I needed this.
Green card. The U.S. Department of Naturalization issued John Lennon a green card on this day in 1970.
Paul McCartney had one.
No, I was right. The comeback special was him in the black leather on the little stage in the round, just the little jam session. Yeah, that was the comeback special.
There's people all around him.
Okay, well, that's what I asked. Not the
small square stage surrounded by mostly female audience.
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't even have a drummer. They had a guy just playing on the guitar case. Yeah, all right.
You want one from 2017?
Yeah, what do you have?
It's a small thing. Most people don't give a you-know-what about it. I understand. But the Red Sox, they put that left field standings out there, American League East.
Yes.
1 through 5. You know what? Stop. Tell the truth with those standings out there. Don't pander to the lowest common denominator, the pink hats. Make people think you're in first place when you're not. Yes, it is a virtual tie. But the numbers are the Yankees are 41 and 33. The Red Sox are 42 and 34. That situation's actually been going on this year, too, because they played four more games in the Yanks. Two wins, two losses.
So they were tied for first.
I was going to say, are you upset about it the way it's going right now?
I haven't looked at the board out there, but, I mean, there's a half-game split now, so it makes it easier.
Doesn't seem to care that much.
But when they were in a virtual tie, one team is higher by percentage.
And it's always, they flip it. They put the Red Sox first when they're in virtual ties.
Which is dishonest.
Even though it's dishonest. You're right, Dan.
Right. They need to come clean on
this. As John Henry would say, that is misleading the public.
Exactly.
That's a quote from him.
You know, give your fans some credit. They're not stupid. Don't pretend you're in first when you're not.
The public.
Memories. All right, Dan's going to have to explain the baseball one to us, though.
Well, what?
On this date in the year of our Lord, 1911, the Red Sox lose their protest about the A's Stuffy McGinnis hitting a warm-up pitch home run. But the event causes a rule change. Warm-up pitches no longer end when a player steps into the box. So before, I take it, if a pitcher was warming up, at any point the batter could step in and say, warm-up's over, I'm gonna club this one?
Evidently, you would have to check with Stuffy on that. I don't know. I thought just the fact that it was 1911 and there was a guy named Stuffy, I thought we had to have it.
Stuffy.
I'm going to look at a picture of Stuffy McGinnis right now.
That would pick up pace of play.
He didn't look like a Stuffy. No. Well,
anything else, Beetle?
No, I think, no, I think we've exhausted
well, you guys
the dates.
Did well. We bled this for all it was worth.
I mean, I could find some
bleeding's
more for you.
Correct word.
I'm admitting.
If you really were looking for some
I make
more.
No
but
pretense.
I,
this was not a loaded. I was told
it's
yesterday.
Not a strong segment.
I was told yesterday was pretty good, and I wasn't here because that's usually, you know, Tuesday's the day usually.
Yeah.
And I will be here next Tuesday, the day before 4th of July, when you guys
here's
are not.
Here's one for you. You mentioned Paul McCartney on your way in. I'll give you a Paul McCartney item on the way out.
Hello, want to meet
Neil Young, who you hate.
I love Neil Young.
Do you love Neil Young?
Yes.
I thought you liked...
Keep on rocking
well,
in the free
guy,
world, man.
Yeah, but you like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. You don't like it when Young is...
No, I, no. Neil makes him a bigger deal. Way, way bigger.
Bob Dylan.
Bigger.
I thought you
Bob
were
Dylan.
Against the CSNY.
No,
you're against
I'm not.
The CSNY.
No, somebody else.
You're, okay,
you're not a Dylan guy.
Somebody else. Yeah. Neil Young performed in London on this day in 2009 in Hyde Park. He was then joined on stage by Paul McCartney for a duet of A Day in the Life.
Not bad.
So there you go. I gave you a Paul McCartney item. Because you mentioned that right out of the gate. Uncle Paul singing at his nephew's wedding.
You did a deep dive. That was good. Good job on that.
Good stuff, Dan.
I'll be here next week when you guys aren't.
Yeah, you'll be here on Tuesday. You'll be here with Jones and Arcand.